You haven't got a right to point an accusing finger. He got married. He thought she was the one. She jilted him and left him. He begged her to stay. He pleaded with her. He was a good man. She jilted him. I said, he's had one legally, and you've had one legally and 12 illegally. And I said, buddy, don't you point your adulterous finger at that fella. I've got more respect for a fella that's had two legally than a fella that's had a dozen illegally and one legally. I don't believe that. Well, you're going to have to hear it if you hear me. I'm a little tired of the Pharisees running around this country. I mean, the honest truth is, ladies and gentlemen, where is the mercy of God shown in God's people? Where is compassion? Now, I'm not talking about condoning sin. I'm simply saying, go to a house of prostitution is worse than somebody divorcing you and you can't help it. We got tonight in this room a dozen of the finest men you'd ever want to see. I mean just as fine as ever want to see. Who are living alone because their wives have left them. They didn't want them to. They begged them not to. But there they sit. They have no choice in the matter. And I'll guarantee you one thing. Some of the finest men sitting in these pews tonight are men who've been jilted and couldn't help it. I've said this so often. I believe that God in heaven expects His people to utilize everything they're qualified to utilize from here on in. Now, it may be you've disqualified yourself for certain things, but brother, what you can, and the Bible never says, let the Sunday school teacher be the husband of one wife. And by the way, we got a bunch of churches that wouldn't let divorced people join the churches. I mean, the spiritual museum where relics show off their righteousness. And the truth is, some of the Pharisees that sat in judgment on them have lived lives of adulterous living in the past. Three things I'm through. Don't mark people off. The Bowery Rescue Mission used to say, New York City, we never give up on a man. We never give up on a man. Young lady came to my office of the night. I guess I'll counsel with her for good night, I guess 15 years. And I suspect that she's been in sin in the last 6 months as much as she was 15 years ago. But I love her. And she came and asked for help for the 465th time. And I offered her help for the 456th time. And I was glad to see her. And if she goes in sin again, I'll still try to help her again. And if she goes in sin again, I'll still try to help her again. You know when you're going to be patient with young girls that go into sin? When it's your daughter. You know when you're going to be patient with young men that go into deep sin? Huh? When it's your son. And let me just say something to you, buddy. It could be your daughter. And when it's your daughter, you're going to want somebody to forgive, have mercy, and compassion. When it's your son, you're going to wish somebody would help him. Let me tell you something. If there's somebody tonight in this room, and you've been gone and back and gone and back and gone and back 100 times, you walk down this aisle tonight and kneel at this altar, and you'll get welcomed back for the 101st time. Don't mark people off. Don't do it. Don't let people have no daylight at all. Funny thing. Now, I'm not saying you ought to, while a person is in deep sin, you ought to take him out to eat with you. I'm not saying, don't think you should. I'll tell you what, if you meet him on the street, you dead sure ought to shake his hand. And you dead sure ought to be glad to see him. And you dead sure ought to be courteous and kind. And you shouldn't wrap your phylacteries around your pharisaical neck and look down your nose at somebody's a sinner. Blessed God, we're all sinners saved by grace. Be friendly to them. Love them. And if you see a ray of hope, you might can help reclaim them for God. Do so. Now tonight in closing, all over this room, there are people who've been in sin. Or are in sin. And you say, Brother Hiles, I've ruined my life. Listen, you know what? Do you know all most backsliders need? All they need is one person who really cares. That's all they need. One person. Somebody said, what happened to all these converts here? Walk down there and get baptized and they don't stick. You? You happen to them. I watch you. Fella can get baptized, walk down here with wet hair, and stand back there like he was in an exile on Patmos. Oh, you're yakety-yakety-yakety-yakety with all the members of this church. Your little circle. And that poor fella gets no attention at all, and one friend could make the difference, that fella right there. You haven't got time for him. You're too busy yakking with your little circle of friends here at the church. And I believe in fellowship. I believe in it. I'll tell you something. There's not a sinner ever got saved, not a backslider ever in sin. But what couldn't be kept and claimed and sustained? He had somebody who really cared.